This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hi, this is The Father's Love
with Lindiwe
and Bongani Msibi. There's definitely a solution to every question you have.
And together,
we will reveal the true nature of God.
Who is love?
Join us every Wednesday between 12 and 1 as we share in the Father's love for your everyday life.
With Lindiwe
and Bongani Msibi.
Be inspired.
Be inspired indeed. What a beautiful, awesome, blessed Wednesday it is. Of course, it's the Father's Love Show on this Wednesday on 7 to 9 a.m. Cape Pulpit. Yeah.
And it's still a birthday month, you know that.
Yeah, and the gifts must still, you know, flow. They must still come and flow and flow. Yeah, it has not ended yet. We are celebrating until next year.
Oh, really?
When we move on to a new year, we celebrate all the time. But yeah, welcome to the Father's Love Show. Trust that you are blessed, you are well, you are great, and you are, you know, enjoying the goodness of the Lord. I am enjoying the goodness of the Lord. Nothing will dim the light, nothing will stop me from celebrating the goodness of the Lord. So I trust that you are doing the same. Hold on to the promises of the Lord, because they fail not.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, indeed, they fail not. Indeed, we welcome you to the Father's Love Show, where we say there's a solution to all that you're going through, and it's found in the Word of God. You know, this is the Father's Love Show, and as promised last Wednesday, that we're going to have our part two with Pastor Hugh Sibui of Shama Urban Church in Pretoria, Soshanguve. Mm-hmm. Tell you what, he is here with us, indeed. You know, after this song, a new song, saying praise him, we're going to have Pastor Hugh Sibui, where we're going to be tackling once again our beautiful topic, powerful topic, the power of preparation.
Preparation.
That indeed it is important for you to prepare yourself, you know, for what lies ahead. It is important for you to prepare yourself, especially in Lindiwe. Sometimes you pray, believing God for something. But do you take time to prepare yourself for God when God answers your prayers?
Mm-hmm.
Do we prepare ourselves for, you know, when you come out of your prayer closet, do you then prepare
gravitate
yourself
towards,
you know,
that which you prayed for?
Knowing mm-hmm. that the one that you have prayed for, you know what, has heard you, and that he is capable of doing that which he has promised to do, or that which you have asked him to do for your life. So after this mm-hmm. song, praise him, a new song. I think that's the name of the group, a new song, praise him. So we're going to have Pastor Sibui taking us through on why it's important for us to prepare. Don't go away. Yes, that was praise him. What a beautiful song. What an awesome song. I trust that your hands were lifted up just like us here in the studio. I tell you, it's so awesome. It's so awesome. It's a powerful, powerful song that we've just listened to right now. As we have promised you that today we have Pastor Hugh Sibui all the way from Shama Urban. I like the way he calls it. Doesn't call it like some of us.
I wanted to correct you. That's not
like
how you say it.
No, the difference, my love, is the school fees. You know, it depends what school fees did you pay.
Okay. But yeah, you know, so
yeah.
We're so looking forward to having Pastor Sibui with us. I'm telling you, I was just going through the notes. What he spoke about, you know, I'm still fired up, you know, from what he spoke about, you know, that he spoke about when he quoted that scripture in 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9, that I know that no eye has seen, no ear has heard, not has entered into the heart of man. And then he spoke about preparation, you know, happens out of sight.
Yeah.
Sure.
Preparation
and
happens
it happens
out of sight,
but it happens with the receiver or the consumer in mind.
Hey.
Come on.
I know.
So preparation time is never wasted time.
I know.
It's never wasted time. So I'm looking forward to hearing what Pastor Sibui has for us for today. And I trust that our listeners are ready with their pens and their notebooks, whether you're using, what do you call this?
Gadgets.
Yes. Yeah. Where is that word running from me? So they are ready.
English.
I'm ready.
Yeah, talking about the writing down, you can also, you know, join us in the conversation by sending us a comment on our Facebook page. Just go to 729 Kapsa Council or 729 K Pulpit. You can also listen live. Not only listen live, but watch live and see Pastor Sibui live, you know, sitting in his beautiful office there, you know, with his yellow t-shirt. you know, just make sure that you go in there and watch as well. Otherwise, you can send us a WhatsApp message on 081-7291-657. 081-7291-657. Just write the name Father's Love and a comment, and we would love to hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor Sibui, good day, Sen. How are you doing today?
Wow, thank you. Thank you, Pastor Sibui. I'm blessed, and thank you, Mam Lindiwe. I'm so blessed. And thank you so much for the privilege and the opportunity to share the word of God with you guys. We don't take it for granted. We are so privileged. And thank you so much.
Amen. Yeah, as we're busy debating here with Lindiwe, whether it's Shama or Shama, you know, I like
it's Shama.
Yes, there you have it. You know, it's not Shama, it's Shama.
No, Shama.
Yes.
It depends on the school fees. Mfundiso, I mean, just take it away without any waste of time. And
yes,
we left off last week, we were so fired up, sir.
Thank you so much, Bazalwana. Thank you so much, and greetings. In the most powerful name of Jesus, I'm grateful once again to share with you this few minutes about the power of preparation.
Mm-hmm.
And the focus here, it's not so much about you preparing. It's about you allowing God to prepare you for greater things.
Come on.
So God will take you through stages and phases of life in preparation for your greater assignment. And the advice and the word of God this morning is do not jump out of the hand of the Lord into things he has not yet released you into. Because you will be ill-prepared and you will be released before your time and you will not be effective. So today's subtopic, Moruti, is prepared people are effective people. People are efficient people. Last week when we closed, we were about to talk about David, and I'll briefly talk about him and then continue. That David is a primary example of what we're teaching about this morning, that God secretly took him into the wilderness. It was a rejection by his family that they threw away a young man into the wilderness to take care of sheep. But to God, it was not a rejection. It was a redirection. God in the shadows of the wilderness began to prepare David for the throne, prepared him without the parents knowing, prepared him without even him knowing. That's another thing, that that sometimes God prepares you for things that you don't even know that he is actually preparing you for them. David was not preparing to be a king. He did not know anything about being a king. But the Bible says that that when the time was right, because the scripture that we read last week says, when the time is right, I, the Lord, will do it. So when the fullness of time came, the Bible says God spoke to the prophet Samuel and said unto him, Samuel, how long will I put up with Saul? For I have long rejected him. I want you to go to the house of Jesse, and there you will find a king that I have prepared for myself. If you look at that phrasing by God, nobody knew what God was talking about, not even David. Knew that he was prepared to be king. But God says, I have found myself a king in the house of Jesse. Yet all along, David was just a shepherd of sheep behind the mountains. And by the heart that David displayed to the Lord saw a king. The Bible says when a sheep would be attacked by a lion, David would rise up and he would protect the sheep. He would even lay his life down for the sheep. Proving to God that he has a heart of a sheep. But through all of that experience, God was preparing him for the throne. And that's why we're saying that God will prepare you in the shadows without you knowing. And in the fullness of time, he will release you And people will be amazed. Where have you been all this time? It is because preparation happens in the secret place.
Sure.
Does not happen in public. And it's always out of sight, yet with the consumer and the receiver in mind, like Mama said earlier on. And therefore, the word this morning, it says, grow in the secret and do not rush for the limelight.
Because
the limelight sometimes will destroy you prematurely.
Mm.
The best things are grown in secret. And listen to me. Simply because people don't see you does not mean you are not growing.
That's right.
Or simply put, simply because you are out of sight of people does not mean you are out of sight of God. Just remember those words. Now, what do I mean by saying prepared people are efficient and effective people? I want to use the analogy of an axe. There's one wise man who said the following words. He said, if you want to cut a huge tree, take the first 3 hours preparing your axe, and it will only take you 10 minutes to cut the tree.
Come on.
Take the first 3 hours of your preparation, preparing the axe, sharpening the axe, but it will only take you 10 minutes to bring down the tree. And that's what we are teaching this morning, that prepared people are effective people. They do in 30 years. They do in 3 years what is done in 30 years. Why? Because they've been prepared all along. Preparation time, like Mama Lindy was said, is not wasted time.
Amen.
It is time to be effective when you are put in practice. Preparation cuts out the labor. You will not labor when you are prepared. You will hit the ground running and you will make results that other people take them. It takes them very long. Let's read together Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 10, before I'm accused of teaching without reading a word for the scriptures.
Philosophies of men.
The Bible says, if the axe is dull, and if the axe is dull and one does not sharpen the edge, then he must use more strength, but wisdom brings success.
Come on.
In the NLT, it says, Maruti, it says, using a dull axe requires great strength. So sharpen the blade. And that's the veil of wisdom. It helps you to succeed. The Message Bible says, Maruti, it says, the duller the axe, the harder the work. Therefore, use your head. Use your head. The more the brains, the less the muscle. That's the Message Bible. The more the brains, the less the muscle. And here I'm saying the more the preparation, the less the labor. The less the labor. Therefore, before I hand you over to Muruti, efficiency is determined by the amount of preparation that has gone into your work. What is efficiency? It is performing and functioning in the best possible manner with the least wasted time and effort. Therefore, the more prepared you are, the more efficient you'll be. And this is what I was saying last week, that some people are wondering why a certain church just started last week and the church is growing fast. The church is attracting big people and it's growing in numbers. It is because of the amount of preparation the man of God or the woman of God has gone through before they started the church. And therefore, do not just rush to start things because you see other people starting them. You don't know when they actually started. You think they're starting now. No, they didn't start now. They started way back. And because of the amount of preparation that was going behind the scenes, they hit the ground running. And therefore, the word this morning is, allow God to prepare you. And you will not be an embarrassment to the kingdom of God. Because human beings have no patience for mediocrity. They have no patience for that which is incomplete. They have no patience for imperfection. They have no patience for that which is still in the process of growing. Let us allow God to prepare us. And let us not jump out prematurely into things that God has not made us ready for. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory be to God.
It.
Let me hand you over to the man of God.
Fire. Somebody call the fire brigade, please. Somebody call 911. You know, the studio is on fire. Our lives are fired up and are fired up with the word of God. You know when the Bible says that in Hebrews chapter 4:12 that the word of God is alive.
Yeah.
The word of God is alive. You cannot change that.
It is alive.
It is alive. It is powerful. And when it hits you, man, I tell you, it brings about life to every fiber of your being. I'm taking notes. Like, you know what? Nobody's business here. Lindy, you were prepared people of effective people.
Mm-hmm.
Prepared people are effective people. And I wrote here my own statement here, Mfundi. So efficiency is birth in preparation.
Efficiency I'm buying that.
Yeah, efficiency is birth in preparation.
I'll be preaching that line.
I'm telling you, this is so awesome. You know, it was not God's rejection, but it was God's redirection. When David was seemingly rejected by his family in a way,
his family.
And I love this one. And I wrote here, actually, when you were saying David didn't know that he was being prepared to be king. So I wrote after that, after we've just said that, I said, be diligent, be faithful where you are. Because in the fullness of time, God will unleash you. And no one will question whether you deserve it or you don't. Because they will see the efficiency in you. They will see how effective and how excellent you do your work. So be diligent, be faithful where you are planted at this time. You know, be faithful. Brutal. And I wrote here in Luke chapter number 16, Mfundisi, verse 12. You know, Jesus, you're talking about the unfaithful steward. But he says something very awesome there, that if you are not faithful in somebody else's, who will entrust you with your own?
Yeah.
So I'm saying to you, where you are serving right now, whoever that you are serving, it could be your boss, it could be your seniors, it could be your pastor, it could be
your pastor.
It's your preparation time.
That's your preparation.
So you need to be diligent, you need to be faithful, you need to be committed, because you know what, when you are faithful in somebody else's business, running it or running
God
that position, God will give you your own, and you know, you know, treating it as if it's your own, and protecting the man of God, protecting the leader you're submitting under, protecting that supervisor at work, that director that you're submitting under, that MEC, that minister you're submitting under. I tell you, God will see your faithfulness. Others may not see it, but God will see it, and God will unleash you at the right time.
I tell you, Mfundisi, you've
triggered things in me right now, right about now.
I love it.
I see Lindo is also on fire. Unfortunately, we have about 28 seconds. So we just want to go straight to the song by Tim Minor saying, take your place. Let God take your place in your life, child of God. Let God perfect everything that concerns your life.
I tell
you, after this, we still have Pastor Hugh Sibuyi with us, where we are talking about the power of preparation. I told you that if somebody, please call 911. The studio is on fire here. Radio K pulpit is on fire.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Glory to your name. Holy Spirit, fill this room.
You're listening to Father's Love on Radio Cape Pulpit, 7:29 a.m.
That's right. There's no better place for you to be right now than here on the Father's Love show with myself, Lindiwe, and Bongani, and of course with Pastor Sibuyi, with this awesome, awesome word that is delivering to us, that prepared people are effective people. Man, if you have missed out, but don't worry, you can catch us tomorrow evening.
Mm-hmm.
At 9 o'clock, right?
Definitely.
Yes, and then also the podcast.
Yeah.
As soon as it's available, please make sure that you go through this message once again.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, you're going to be blessed. Your life will be changed for the better when you receive this word.
Thank
I have
you.
A message from Tinker on our WhatsApp line. She says, praise the Lord. Thank you for this powerful word of waiting on the Lord's perfect timing. Mm-hmm. We have to stay humble, listening only to God like David did. Wow. And not listening to the praises of people.
Come on.
We have to walk with God, with our ears close to his heartbeat. Come I on. Am so wow. excited. That was Tinker on WhatsApp. Wow. Yes, so I'm telling you, I once heard a wise man says, it's better to be prepared for an opportunity it doesn't come, but then an opportunity comes and you are not prepared for it.
Sure. Mm. I'm telling you.
Let us be prepared so that we can be effective in everything that God has, purpose for us. So, Pastor Sbui, please.
Before we get over to Pastor Sbui, thank you so much, Lindy. Thank you so much, Tinka, for such a powerful and awesome message. On our WhatsApp line, and also I see on the Facebook page here, Joy Sambo, La Sambo, saying prepared people are effective people. And also I think it's Malebu saying prepared people are effective people. There you have it.
Yeah, I know they are hearing the message. They are hearing the message.
Seven.
Yeah, you can continue.
Hallelujah. Sir. Once again, thank you, Bazalwane. We appreciate you and thank you so much for listening through. As we were talking about David, as we conclude the teaching this afternoon, something about David that I want you to remember. After he was brought into the house and he was anointed in the house of his father, in front of his brothers, the Lord then took him through another process of preparation. Between when he was anointed king and when he became king at 30, there's a gap of about 13 years, according to scholars.
Sure.
Even after he was anointed, but he was not appointed immediately.
Come on.
So even after he knew that he is king, but God still did not put him on the throne, he had to become, listen to this part, an armor bearer of Saul. An armor bearer is someone who works in assistance to a person. An armor bearer, it could be an armor bearer of a pastor, armor bearer of a president. This man, David, was an armor bearer of a king, yet he was king already. God wanted him to learn what it is to be a king. Stay around the throne, observe protocol of the throne, study how to carry yourself around the throne, study the language of a throne, how to eat when you are sitting with kings. Because David, all he knew was sheep and it bushes and lions. He had no acumenship. He had no personality. He had no training of living around the throne. And God said, I'll make you an armor bearer before you can go up to your throne. I'll put you around the throne so that you learn, so that you are prepared. What am I saying? I'm saying if you are an employee, learn the best from your employer.
Amen.
Do not criticize everything from your employer, because your employer is your place of preparation. Before you become an employer, be that good employee. Learn from your bosses. Do not criticize everything about your bosses.
Sure.
Oh, can I put it this way? That most of us are criticizing our places of learning. We are not learning. We are not growing. We are murmuring all the time. Yet God says that's your opportunity to learn, to sharpen your skill, so that the day you are in charge, you will have acquired all the skill that you need to run your company. And this was the difference with the five talents, the two talents, and the one talent. The one talent man, he was so full of criticism of his boss. He was so full of negativity towards his boss. That's why he was not productive.
Sure.
When he was given an opportunity to be productive, he could not, because he learned nothing from his boss. The time of preparation is the time of learning. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sure. Wow. I tell you, a lot of things, Lindy, are going on in my mind right now. A lot of messages, before I just messed it up, and take over as if I'm the guest speaker. I'm not. I'm just the host. when you talk about David, the fact that he only knew, the language of the field, but God had to bring him so that he can understand the language of the palace. He knew nothing about palace politics.
Yeah.
He knew nothing about palace language etiquette or protocol or etiquette. Mm. You know, the Lord had to bring him. You know, the master, I call it the master setup, Mfundisi. A master setup.
Wow.
when the evil spirit, you know, started tormenting Saul.
The boss.
Yeah, and yes. and the Lord, I mean, it was suggested that you need to get this boy to come and play the harp. Was not known at what time this evil spirit will come and torment.
Will come up.
Exactly. So it meant David needed to be around this guy so that he can learn the ropes. Mm-hmm. You know, look at God. And then after that, you are appointed, you are anointed king in front of your brothers, your fathers, and noisy neighbors. They saw everything through their windows, of course. And, you know, the high priest in the land, officiated. You know that you are king, but then you are sent back also to take care of the few sheep. You are called now to come and play a harp of someone that has already technically been removed, who's sitting on your throne, but you are still helping this guy, you know, to succeed and do his part. And then when you think, now I'm done, maybe this guy is going to be removed and then I'm going to take over. And then God takes you into a cave and he makes you a champion of losers. You know, he cried out to God for solution. God brings a bunch of losers for this guy to be their champion, to be their leader. Mfundisi, come on.
Yes.
It doesn't take a rocket scientist to understand this one, that if you are made a leader of losers, it means you are the champion loser yourself. You are the top loser to be a leader of other losers. And when he came out of the cave with mighty men of David, guess what?
Mm.
I think the Lord was like, now you are ready. You can run the country now. Now you know what it means to take somebody from the lowest of the lowest and make a
mighty
man out of that person. That's what
That's
I want
right.
you to do. Now you are perfect.
Yes.
Now you qualify. Then you go up.
Yes.
Because the problem is that we want to come out of the oven even before the baker says, now we are ready for consumption. You know, we go
That's why
there,
you're smelling eggs.
We're smelling eggs. And we give people constipation, Mfundisi. You know, people get constipated. You know, Malebu is saying time of preparation is the time of learning. The time of learning. I'm telling you. Lindy, come on.
Yeah, you said a mouthful already. There's just so many things going on in my mind. But I love what Pastor Sibui said, that, you know, growth takes place in the secret place.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the story of David, that, you know, he was like to his family. Maybe they were throwing him in the field and all that. But that was the place where God was redirecting him for him to, you know, a place of preparation.
Mm.
And Pastor Sibui spoke about, where's my notes now?
There you go.
I had it here with me right now. Something about, man. So, there's something that I wanted to say, man, that Pastor Sibui spoke about. Well, it all that, you know, you need to make sure that we are placed in that place where it seems like nothing is happening, but that's a place where you need to, you know, allow God to prepare. You don't jump out of the preparation table before you are ready. And for me, it's just there's just so many things that are going on in my mind. I'm writing and writing. When I get home, I'm gonna go through my notes, and I know that our listeners also are really, really going through what we have said. And also when he spoke about, you know, from David being anointed, it took 13 years from him being anointed and, you know, going to the throne. Come on. If I was you being anointed, I was like, ooh, I'm going in the next day, whether I'm ready or not. But power of preparation, that when you are prepared, then you are effective. And I love the fact that you are saying when you are prepared, it takes less work, less labor.
Mm.
When we are, you know, so prepared. So that is so amazing.
Yeah,
amazing.
Yeah, that's how it is. I mean, Samuel rushed to Eli. Eli said, no, go and sleep.
Mm.
It's not yet time.
Yeah.
It's only when Eli realized, no, now this boy needs to respond. He said, this is how you respond. You need an Eli to help you how to respond to the call of God upon your life. So mm-hmm. when Eli says, go and sleep, it doesn't matter what you think of him. You know what? Listen to your Eli. There's somebody that God has put over you. Listen to that person. When that person releases you, then you must know, okay, the job is done. Now it's you and God. Now you run.
Don't rush. Criticize your learning place.
Oh, that's the one that you were looking for. That's the one. Put this one. Let's go to Annie Smith, featuring Jazz, saying, Jesus, I need you. Then after that, Mfundisi, I would like for you to pray for our listener. You know, somebody who's there, who's saying, hey, I'm about to give up. Or I was about to give up.
Yes.
Because I thought, hey, this thing is hard. You know, just to encourage them through prayer, Mfundisi. After this song by Annie Smith, featuring Jazz, saying, Jesus, I need you.
You're listening to Father's Love on Radio Cape Pulpit, 729 AM.
You heard it right. We are on the Father's Love Show with Bongani and, of course, Lindiwe. And yes, we still have Pastor Sibuyi, Mfundiswami. Before we went to the song by Annie Smith here, what a powerful song, Jesus, I Need You. We requested that you pray for our listeners, you pray for us at such a time as this. Ntokozo Madlamini Tuputela, we see you, Mama. Thank you so very much for joining and be with us all the way from Hammerskraal, right? Hammerskraal, I believe. Yeah. Mfundiswam.
Yes.
Without
yes.
any waste.
From Hammerskraal,
yes. Without wasting any time, Mfundisi, could you please pray for us?
Thank you so much for listening once again. May the Lord bless you as we pray. Father, thank you for every listener that has joined us during this session. We are grateful for their lives, grateful for the grace upon them. Thank you, Lord, that you are God who never fails. You are God who honors your children. You honor your word. And you will never leave us nor forsake us. And I pray that, oh God, out of this message, may we learn to be patient with you. May we learn to be patient with your processes in places where you have placed us to learn. May we be patient with the process of learning. Help us to learn from those who have gone before us. Help us to honor places that are places of learning. May we continue to grow in preparation. And every phase of learning that you have placed in our lives, we are grateful in the name of Jesus. I pray for any listener right now who's listening to the word in this radio station and who's discouraged, whatever form of discouragement they are going through, Father God, we extend a word of prayer upon their lives, that you are remembering them right now. You are turning around their situation and you are encouraging them to go through whatever phases of learning they are going through. Thank you for the grace to make it. Thank you for the grace to overcome. Thank you for the grace to go through and come out okay. In the precious name of Jesus. I pray for someone who's listening and is in need of help and is in need of a breakthrough. May you come through for them, oh God. May you bless them with a job, those who are looking for work. May you open up doors for them in the name of Jesus. Remember your children. If anyone is listening to us right now and is not well in their body, we speak healing upon them. By the stripes of Jesus, they are healed. For you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon you. And by your stripes, we are healed. And we thank you, O God, for this opportunity to fellowship with your children. We give you honor and we give you glory in Jesus' precious name. And everybody said, Amen. Thank you so much.
And the prayer of our heart, Mfundisi, is that may the years of preparation of your life be made manifest through Shama Eben Church and your business. Mfundisi, may God continue to open doors for you. International platforms for you, Mfundisi, effortlessly in the name of Jesus. May God cause those divine connections that He has prepared for you to come right now. Therefore, we command the powers in the north, the south, the east, and the west to release those divine connections to come. May you, Mfundisi, when you walk and travel, whatever business the Lord has in store for you in the east, Lord. May it be released at that time. Whatever opportunity that the Lord has for you in the West, may it be released. May it locate you and find you even in the South and in the North. May every blessing released from heaven with your name on come upon you unhindered in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I tell you, Umfundisi did something. It's the first time we're having this in this show. I tell you, somebody call 911. The studio is on fire. Radio cable pit is on fire.
We had a good time.
Please don't blame us. Yeah. Blame it on Pastor Sbui.
thank you. Thank you so much, Mfundisi. It's always so great to have you. I'm telling you, there's I don't want to say the energy, but there's something when you are here with us in the studio. I'm telling you, the anointing is overflowing.
Amen. I wonder what's going to happen if it's going to be here live.
Thank you, guys.
Have a lovely day, fam.
And pass our regards to Mamlingi.
Thank you. Thank you. She's listening.
Amen. Mamlingi, we love you.
thank you.
Our greetings also to Shama. We can't wait to visit. To Shama. We can't wait to visit
Shama. Thank you for this one. We look forward to that.
Thank you, sir. Stay blessed.
God bless you. Continue with the good work you're doing. Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. I love
awesome,
that.
awesome word.
I tell you.
Hey.
Fire.
We are ready. I mean, we are prepared. Yeah, we are prepared what God has in store for us. We are ready. That was an awesome word.
Amen. Yeah, let's get out of here. We're not leaving them alone, right?
No.
You know, on top of the Holy Spirit being with them,
Gilmer
Standards is coming with the news at the top of the hour. And then immediately after that, guess what? Leave still. So listen here. Just stay with your daily companion.
Just stay right here.
I don't know. If you're not here, I don't know where you are. I don't know what you're doing. You know. So till next time. Same place.
Same place. Same time with us.
Just get out of here. Let's go. All right. Bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.